Well, the Taft Museum of Art is housed in a historic home that was built around 1820 and added on to many times over the course of the last almost 200 years. And because this house has been here through it all, I think it's a great place to talk about the Civil War, the events leading up to it, and the effects of the war on Cincinnati afterwards.
This weekend, Dr. Annette Jefferson will be talking about the role of African-American women during the Civil War. What will people learn?
Well, I think African-American women is a segment of our society that has been overlooked a lot in history books about the Civil War. So Dr. Jefferson is going to talk about African-American women, how they participated in the war, even though they really did not have access to political power.
And you will be speaking about how local families, like the Longworths, the Tafts, and the Lytles, helped lead the city and the country to freedom and peace. Tell me about that.
Well, I thought it would be appropriate to wrap up the series by really bringing it home here to Cincinnati and to this Lytle Park area where our museum is located. Some of the local families here were involved in events leading up to and during the war, and I think what they went through, what their personal experiences were, are very illustrative of what a lot of families dealt with during the war. Divided loyalties, personal gains, personal losses, and the loss of life.
And I think a lot of people don't necessarily appreciate how much these people had at stake.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was people's livelihoods, their families. Living right here on the Ohio River, a lot of people here had families who lived in the South. So they had their own interests. Maybe they didn't believe in slavery. Maybe they were abolitionists. And yet they had ties to the South that really put them in a state of conflict.
And they could be ostracized within their own community as well.
Oh, absolutely. One of the stories I tell is about a senator from Claremont County who was ousted from the Democratic Party for standing up for his beliefs.
What will people learn about the residents of Cincinnati and their legacy?
I think a lot of the problems that we still have in Cincinnati today, we have a long history of riots. I'm going to start with talking about the riots of 1836, and a lot of that still hangs with us today. So it's not something that the Civil War ended by any means. That legacy still goes on.
And I think a lot of folks think of Cincinnati as being behind the rest of the country in contemporary times. But back then, this was really a cutting-edge place to be. Why do you think Cincinnatians were so passionate about what they were doing?
I think a lot of it had to do with the location. We are a free state here in Ohio, right on the border of a slave state. And this was sort of a boiling point or a focal point where all of the tensions that were going on in the rest of the country were really hottest right here because we're on the border.
Admission to the presentations and parking are both free at the Taft. Is registration required?
Registration is required in advance. We have a limited space, and it's best to get your name on the list. We will take walk-ins if there's space left over on Saturday, but I recommend calling in advance.
You can find out how to get more information about Civil War Saturdays at the Taft Museum of Art on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mary Ladrick, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, Matt.